We're reporting this morning on the death of Coretta Scott King, the widow of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. She was 78 years old. Coretta Scott King was a music student in Boston when she first met her future husband. They married in 1953 and had four children. After her husband's assassination, she continued his work for social justice and devoted her life to his legacy, establishing the King Center in Atlanta and working for decades for a federal holiday in his honor. She was joined in those efforts by people like Georgia Congressman John Lewis, who joins us now on the line. Thanks for being with us, Congressman Lewis.
Well, I'm delighted to be with you on this sad moment in our history.
Tell us how you came to know Coretta Scott King and what impressed you most about her.
I first met Coretta Scott King in 1957 when I was 17 years old. I was a student in Nashville, Tennessee, and she came to Nashville to tell the story of the Montgomery bus boycott, of the Montgomery movement through song. And she could sing and talk and sing and inspire all of us young students. I grew up only 50 miles south of Montgomery, so 2 years early, I had followed the drama of the Montgomery bus boycott. In a sense, she was always there when she was not taking care of her little children. She was always standing beside Martin Luther King Jr. I got to know her as an activist. She was committed more than to civil rights and human rights. She was committed to peace.
Coretta Scott King was just 41 and raising four children when her husband was killed in 1968. Bring us back to that time and how she dealt with his death.
It was a very difficult time for her when Dr. King was assassinated in 1968. She was a young mother with four young children, but she did an extraordinary thing to care for these children and tutor them. But at the same time, she didn't go into some dark corner and mourn and sort of disappear or hide. She gave herself to the movement and to the living monument to Dr. King, to his philosophy of nonviolence. And she went around the country raising funds to build the Martin Luther King Center. And then she launched a campaign to make his birthday a national holiday. But in the meantime, she would campaign for people. She would go on voter registration efforts. And I remember during the late 60s, about 69 and 70 and 71, she traveled with me throughout the 11 southern states trying to get more people registered to vote.
You know, it's interesting that she spent more life without Dr. King than she did with him. And so she had her own life and her own legacy to leave.
Well, she must be looked upon not just as the wife of Martin Luther King Jr., the wife of the civil rights leader, or the wife of this Baptist minister. She was a leader in her own right. And she was just an amazing human being. I remember sometime when she would call me at home a few years ago, and we would talk and talk late at night. And sometime she would fall asleep on the telephone, and I would fall asleep. And it was a wonderful to talk with her. She would stay up late at night, and she always had ideas about something. What can we do next? What should we be doing next?
Congressman John Lewis, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
John Lewis is a Democrat from Georgia. Coretta Scott King, the widow of assassinated civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr., died overnight. She was 78 years old.